people have been shedding their winter layers over the past few days as spring-like temperatures have settled in Wisconsin. Highs have pushed into the 50s and 60s, and more of the same is expected. We're used to meteorologists talking about occasional record high and low temperatures, but long stretches like this are less common. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz headed about 30 miles northwest to learn what scientists are observing at the UWM field station.
The field station is plunked strategically where three natural areas converge: beech maple forest, a wetland, and an acidic black spruce bog.
With an amazing diversity of plants and animals, and all in relatively pristine condition.
Jim Reinarts directs the field station. He's been here since the early 1980s. He calls our current stretch of warm weather a false spring. And in his quiet way, Reinarts worries about what it might leave in its wake.
And these false springs have always occurred, but they seem to be getting more and more common. I think 2007, 2012, and now again, this certainly looks like it's developing into a full-blown false spring. The problem with weather like this is that it's especially hard on the woody plants, where they'll break bud. The early spring flowering species might even break their flower buds and start to flower. And we know that we can't count on it staying warm.
Reinarts tugs down a delicate branch of a nannyberry bush.
It's a great example of how pretty much all the woody plants that bloom early in the spring have their flowers completely fully formed already in the bud. They're formed in the fall. So there's the entire nannyberry flower head just compacted still in the bud. And you can see how delicate that tissue is. That's why it's so vulnerable to change to freezing after that.
Reinhardt says while only researchers might wonder about the fate of the nannyberry blossom, agriculture is also tied to the weather. He recalls the toll warm temps took on Wisconsin fruit tree farmers not long ago.
In 2012, we had just unbelievably warm, real early spring. I think it got into the 80s, if I recall. And then after that, we got a lot of cold weather, and we can pretty much count on some pretty good hard freezes after this weather. And that can be really damaging to plants from an agricultural perspective.
Birds wing and sing overhead. Naturalist Kate Redmond has tramped these wetlands and forests for decades.
Well, the nuthatch and the cardinals that we're hearing are winter residents.
Yet, Redmond says magnificent migrating cranes are moving through earlier than usual.
Some of the larger birds like the cranes and the waterfowl typically just kind of follow the edge of the ice north, and the weather certainly is a stimulus for that. And it's been warm south of us too, so they think it's time to go. And I'm not sure where the cranes are going to find something to eat in another week, because it's going to be getting colder. And the other thing that they eat is fresh shoots of vegetation that are coming up, and there are not going to be any of those for the foreseeable future.
Both Redmond and Jim Reinarts hold more than a little concern about the extreme swings in weather that jar ecosystems, sometimes from top to bottom. While Reinarts maintains a professional demeanor, naturalist Redmond is a free agent. She hopes what she calls the latest symptom of climate change causes more people to reflect.
I think everybody who puts on a t-shirt tomorrow should enjoy themselves and feel guilty at the same time.
With that, Redmond is off to capture her next photo of emerging insects. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.